Joining me in the studio is Christina McCaw. She's the Director of Student Services with Mexico Public Schools. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
We also have Kelsey Lauder-Kirchhoff. I want to get that right. She is a school social worker for Mexico High School and Mexico Middle School. And good morning to you as well.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you both in here. We've been kind of seeing on social media, it was announced, I think, a couple of weeks ago, there are going to be some presentations that will be taking place, I believe, over at the Mexico High School. First off, Christina, let's talk about these presentations. There's going to be a series of them, if you will, correct?
That's right, Matt. This is really a passion project for Kelsey and myself. We have been discussing how to help and support our families and our community and our caregivers of our children that go to school, and decided to put together this series of presentations to kind of talk about some of the more difficult topics that we encounter as school people. And the title of the presentations is Raising Resilient Teens, and we're really working on developing a toolkit for our caregivers to have some resources in their back pocket to help support their kids as they come to school and encounter the things that they encounter. So our first set of talks is going to talk about helping kids overcome school anxiety, and then we're going to move into talking about dealing with teen drug use. Following that will be understanding trauma and strategies to help students and kids as they encounter trauma and how to be resilient through those trauma events. And then we'll end this session and this series with talking about prevention of suicide and how to support kids that are having some mental health crisis.
So. Very important topics that will be discussed here. Kelsey, we'll bring you into the conversation. Tonight's topic is overcoming school anxiety. I know we probably have all experienced that. It's probably even worse today with social media that is out there. Kind of talk a little bit about the presenters tonight, who's talking over there tonight, if you will.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to do the presentation tonight on school anxiety. Yeah, it's a topic that I think we've become really passionate about, especially since COVID. Our students were staying home. A lot of people are developing anxiety, and our students especially. And when it was time to return, we saw that a lot with their attendance. And so we hear a lot that anxiety is a big reason that students don't want to come to school. And so we really just want to work with parents on, here's what we can do at school to help with school anxiety. But there are things that can be done at home. And I know that it is such a difficult thing when you're watching your child go through that. And so tonight when I'm presenting, I'm going to give some background information, talk a little bit about what we can do at the school, but my main focus is going to be on how do you help when your child is there in front of you struggling, and some things that you can consistently do, as well as some things that in that moment when they're maybe in a little bit of a panic, what can you do to help them? And so that's going to be my focus tonight for the presentation.
Absolutely. Now, where is this going to be held at, if you will? Is it at the sports complex?
Yes, it'll be at the sports complex at the high school. There will be childcare available. A couple of our high school groups are going to help us with providing some supervision for the kids that are there with their parents, so that the parents can then attend to the presentation and not have to worry about the childcare.
Absolutely. What time does this start, and about how long would it last, if you will?
Yeah, it starts at 6 p.m. The presentation will start then, and we expect to be done by 7. So that's going to include a little introduction, the presentation itself, and some time for questions as well.
Okay, I know that was an important one because I've had a couple of parents reach out and say, will we have the opportunity to ask questions and get those answered? You want this to be pretty interactive, as I understand it, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely, because I know that this is a topic that people are probably thinking about a lot and probably have a lot of questions, so I want to leave time for that, as well as I'm always happy to hang out a little bit afterwards because I know some people might have some more individual questions, and I'll absolutely provide all my information as well, because we want to keep this conversation going. We know that one night, one presentation isn't even going to tackle it at all. And so we just want to open that line of communication with parents.
So as a parent, I have a question. If I wanted to attend that meeting, should I bring my teenage boys with me to this meeting, or is it mainly for parents?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question. I think it is mainly for parents, but if you feel like the topic is relevant to your child and your child may be able to glean some information out of it, there's nothing wrong with your kiddo coming.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a group of presentations that will be taking place. We're going to talk about this here on KXCO just a little bit before those presentations happen. So the next time that we will have you guys back in will be in March. Is that or February?
In February.
February. So a couple of more weeks. But tonight, make sure you get over to the Mexico High School, 6 o'clock for this very first presentation. Certainly appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.